on this week's episode of The Cut.
Well, there's something about the placement that he uses. He's in his nose quite a bit. He's a little nasally, but there's something about the brightness.
Where his crack is seem that makes sense to me.
Yeah, he's got a very crack. He's got a very, very defined crack. It goes right down the middle. There's a groove. Hello and welcome to The Cut Music. We are your hosts, Mike and
The Moosh.
And Brad.
Well, I went for the baritone down there.
I went in, you know.
Yes, welcome to The Cut Music, where you can be a part of the conversation. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at The Cut Music One on each of those. And for everything else, including our new merchandise, which is branded with our new logos, as well as Metal Health is Mental Health. All of that can be found at thecutmusic.com. And a shout out to Skillshare. Use TCM for The Cut Music. TCM will save you on your first month, be completely free. And TCM, the number 30, TCM 30, will get you 30% off your annual subscription to Skillshare, where you can take hundreds of creative courses because it is the place for creatives.
Sorry, that it felt needed. It felt needed.
It did.
I'm
it
sorry.
Did. It's yeah. It's a lot of hype. It's a lot of hype. It's,
yeah, when your voice is very monotone during it, so I felt like I needed to lift the spirits a little bit.
They got
to
air horn it.
Yeah, I don't need my spirits lifted. I mean, it was 2 weeks ago that we had our Chris Cornell deep dive, and I am still like on a high for that.
Oh god,
absolute banger!
God, it was just banger. So tasty. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
If you guys have not listened to it, it came out 2 weeks ago. It's a deep dive into Chris Cornell, and it was featuring Chris Lipe from My Musical Voice, who not only talks through some of that techniques and all of that, but actually demonstrates it. It was a lot of fun. But today we're getting a little technical in our theme today of how we put our playlist together. We asked ourselves, bridges?
Where's that confounded bridge?
Yeah. Do you mean metros?
Mid-tros, Brad. Okay, so for everybody, including Brad, that doesn't know what a bridge is, I'm curious to hear Brad's picks to see if he actually identified what a bridge is. So a bridge...
it's a genuine concern.
A bridge in a musical sense is the part of the song that sounds like the rest of the song, but it's different. It makes the song not so monotonous. Like usually you'll have verse, chorus, verse, chorus, and then a bridge, and then maybe a third verse or into the final chorus into an outro. So
a lot of times the bridge also encompasses like a guitar solo. Sometimes they'll switch up like switch up the entire theme of the song and have a guitar solo or a bass solo or insert solo here and then come back and finish the song with a chorus.
And some songs can even have two bridges that are even identical that appear at different points in the song. Sometimes you can have a bridge that is an absolute journey. If it's Pink Floyd or the Rolling Stones or Led Zeppelin, like the middle of Whole Lot of Love, the middle of Days of Confused.
One of the songs I was listening to for this episode to try and find a good song with a good bridge, I was listening to it. I was like, oh, there's the bridge. I found it. And then it just never came back to... like the chorus or the verse, it just like it, that was an outro, and it was like a minute and a half long outro, and I was like, yeah, that's not a bridge, that's just a really long outro.
Exactly. I was gonna choose What Is and What Should Never Be by Zeppelin because there's sort of a bridge, but then it just fades out, and I'm like, nope, that's an outro.
Not a bridge. Can't do
it. So there you go. It's not a bridge. Don't walk over it. Walk out of it. All right. That's what it's most of the time it's an outro, but that's what we're doing today. Our bridges.
Yeah, it felt fair because we've done intros twice.
We've done intros. Yeah. We've done outros.
So it was only fair to kind of represent the middleman.
Yeah, this one's for you.
The mid-tro.
For all of us that were children and had to go relay messages to everybody, being a middleman absolutely sucks. So, hey, have a Bud Light. This one's for you. It was a 90s call, 90s Bud Light commercial callback.
This Bud's for you.
Who wants to go first?
Should I see if I even have it correct?
Yeah, all right.
Okay,
I think so.
That's fair. we're doing our 3x3.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's
okay.
Right. So there's three tracks for each of us.
Let's clarify that. So we decided to do that during our Gift of Music episode, which is our holiday Christmas episode. Mm-hmm. But we had a bunch of episodes banked. So this is the first one we're recording after that. So now we are moving to 9 tracks in total with an occasional audience pick. But I don't know if the audience would have chose Bridges. I don't know. We'll save it for a more popular one. But Brad, mid-tros. Which lump of shit do you want to throw at the wall first and see if it sticks?
Jesus, you know,
I figured, doesn't every song have a bridge?
Nope.
No.
That's what I told myself in the head.
Okay.
All right.
So I was like, it's in there somewhere. They'll find it.
Or walk right off the cliff like we're fucking Wile E.
Coyote. Yeah, there's some, you know, the Black Knight guarding that bridge, or, you know, a troll under the bridge.
Yeah. So I got one of my favorite bands, and I don't think they've ended up on the show yet, which is a crime, but they're always damn close. And it is Haley and the Boys, or Miss Williams if you're nasty, Paramore. Ain't it fun? I want to see them live so bad.
Dude, there's a lot of soul in that song.
Yeah, she's got it's pipes. Very, it's very like,
she's like, what, 4'10"? It's crazy.
It's got a lot of like sister act into it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it feels like. It reminds me of like
Goldberg.
Oh, yeah. A little sister act 2 action. That's what it feels like to me.
Oh, so good.
So we're clear. The Don't Go Crying to Your Mama part, and the part where the music breaks and it's just claps, like those are like two different bridges. And sometimes, as I said before it started, bridges repeat. But, you know, I thought of a song that everyone has heard. So you know when a bridge is, okay?
Yeah.
Other Side by Red Hot Chili Peppers. The part where it goes into the take me out, take me for a wild ride. That is a fucking bridge.
Aw.
If you like hair metal, it's when the drummer is just hitting the toms. When the toms are going,
hell
boom,
yeah.
Oh,
boom,
yeah.
That's a fucking bridge. Yeah. There we go. But great pick, Brad.
Yeah, no, this is one for three so far. Yeah.
that stuck to the wall.
Dude, I love... Yeah. So this song was written out of, like, irony. Just like, ain't it fun to be living in the real world? Like, that's all ironic. Like, everything about this song is just like, it's not fun. It life sucks. This is
like
a very...
Like,
the actual meaning of the song is so depressing.
Actually ironic.
Yeah.
Yes. 10,000 spoons and all you need is a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, it is time for an announcement.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hey, ding ding.
I mean,
ding,
yay.
Ding, ding, ding.
What? Why? Why do you not want announcements, Moosh?
No, I don't know. I just feel like it's
he was vibing.
I was
we're going to keep the vibe going, and actually
I was still enjoying the we're talking about Paramore. I love Paramore.
I heard silence, so I jumped in. We can go back to Paramore and maybe there's another place where people can hear us play more Paramore.
Oh, where's that?
That is on the Cut Music Radio. Which you can go follow and like and subscribe. It is exclusively on Spotify, though, and you need to have a Spotify premium account in order to listen to the music. If you listen on Spotify and you don't have that, you're only going to get 30 seconds. It's not going to be worth your time unless you want to hear some great facts, because we're going to be bringing those. Song facts and like little things, but we're going to be in and out. It's not going to be podcasty like this show is, which I know banter is great, comedy is great, insight is great, but we're going to be little insight and out. We're actually going to be keeping DJs human.
Yeah.
Keeping
and,
it about
to
the
be,
music.
To be clear, disclaimer, we don't get paid by Spotify for you to buy Spotify premium.
Not yet.
No.
I mean,
one day.
If we did, I'd have like 5 other podcasts.
Yeah, I'd be popping them out.
Yeah, exactly. So The Cut Music Radio is available for you guys to go follow it. There's already episodes on there. And I think the last time we talked about this was on the Gift of Music episode. But we have stuff put together already. And yeah, come hang out with us. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it so far.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Now, back to Paramore, Moosh. What else did you have about Mrs. Nasty?
I was going to say, because Brad said he never saw them live, I wanted to say that I have seen Paramore live. And they were amazing. I think I talked about it before on the show, because I played Paramore at least once before. I don't recall.
Might have been before I got here.
Yeah, it was last year sometime.
Yeah, for as much as they get brought up, they haven't really been on here.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, like I bought them. Their 2023 album on vinyl, and it was amazing. It's one of my favorite albums to play. Like, you throw it on, do a little housework, maybe just chill out on the couch. I love it.
When you get it all with them, like everyone says they're pop punk, but there's so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I didn't expect to. I've never done it. I've never been a Paramore fan. I don't know much about them. It's not a knock towards them. I enjoyed this song. I enjoyed the other songs I've heard. But like, yeah, there was this hint of like soul 70s throughout this entire song. And then there was like the backup singer at the end that like really took it back to the 70s.
You want to know what's interesting is, so the latest album that came out last year, 2023, This Is Why, they have another album released shortly after that called RE:This Is Why. So RE, This Is Why. And it's a bunch of like their favorite artists, Paramore's favorite artists that re-recorded their songs, like covered their songs. So it's an entire album. Yeah. It's This
fun.
Is Why album, but it's covers of their songs.
So Metallica did that with the Black Album a few years ago. That's where like different. That Miley Cyrus thing came from.
This is other people covering.
This is other people covering This Is Why, and it's on This Is Why, the album. It's on a secondary album. So it's like the songs are covered, like, so Foles covered This Is Why, and then Linda's covered The News, and then Panda Bear covered Running Out of Time, Zane Lowe covered Running Out of Time, Wet Leg, Ses Como Sa, like other bands covered Paramore songs and put it on one album.
I'm failing to understand the difference. That's exactly what the Black Album collection, I forget what they called it, but that's exactly what that is.
I was thinking Garage Inc.
So was I.
No.
That's my bad.
Were you guys on the same page?
I was thinking Garage Inc. And I was like, no, that's...
Yeah, no.
That's Metallica covering other songs.
We were wrong.
Okay, yeah. It's like a reverse cover album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Which is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, that's great. So I got a song that I think goes well with this.
Okay.
I think it does. Mm-hmm. Just like musically, mood-wise, I think it goes well. And it's off of one of my favorite debut albums. We actually featured a song on our debut albums episode a long time ago off of this album. And that album is 10 by Pearl Jam, which is just a fucking achievement of a debut album. I played a live.
Absolutely.
I played a live because I wanted to hear two guitar solos. But this time for Bridges, there is just... There's something about this bridge between the guitar and Eddie Vedder's voice and the note that he hits leading up to it. We'll talk more about it, but this is Jeremy.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
So I'm about to say, is there an owl in the building?
there's somebody that diphthongs more than any other singer that I've ever heard with a mouthful of marbles, and that is Eddie Vedder. But don't get me wrong, I love old 90s Pearl Jam.
So good.
There's so much to talk about with this song, and you know, an episode that we need to revisit at some point in the future is lyrics, because I would love to dive in to the lyrics of this track. But the reason I chose this is because of the note he hits going into the bridge, but also the lyrics. Like, this song is about a kid that gets bullied and takes out his revenge, and this is before we deal with all the stuff that we deal with nowadays. No reason to get into it, but when he says try to erase this, and he hits that from the black, and then it's blackboard, he does a oh, like that shit, it gets me every fucking time. But
goosebumps.
Goosebumps, like every fucking time he does that. It's fucking amazing. And then that it basically goes from the bridge into the outro. And that outro, when you just, it's in your left ear or coming out of the left speaker, and you hear that guitar the first time before it's prominent, go burn, like when you hear
it, Mike McCready, bro.
I'm telling you,
Mike McCready on the lead guitar. Oh my God.
I'm telling you, that guy's a legend. I fucking love this song, but we need to do a lyrics. We need to do another lyrics episode because we've only done that once.
Speaking of Mike McCready, though, I mean, not only is he responsible for Pearl Jam, but Temple of a Dog?
Temple
Can
of
we
a
talk
Dog.
About that?
Exactly. I mean, I'm going hungry.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. I mean, all you need to say about McCready is alive. Because
that's
one of the two great fucking guitar solos in that song. Count them. Two. Fucking amazing.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's a good song. I remember, like, God, I remember being a kid. And this album came out, and it was everywhere. Like, I remember the rise of grunge and, like, the rise of music out of Seattle. Like, that took over the world. And, my dad actually got in really into, like, grunge for a little while and loved Pearl Jam. I was, like, he played it all the time at home.
Yeah, every song off of this album is amazing.
A great intro album. I don't know how you start that hot.
Yeah, I mean, come off like that. Yeah.
Okay, so my favorite song of all time is from Pearl Jam is off this album, and it's a song that no one should have written on their very first album, and that's Black. Such a beautiful fucking song. It's so well done. Like no band has any business putting out an album this good. Or that album including a song at the caliber of Black.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking a masterpiece. Perfect.
It is a fucking 10 is an absolute masterpiece. But moving on.
It's a 10 out of 10, if you will.
A 10 is a 10 out of 10. It's
I
a 30.
See what you did there.
You're up, Moosh. Where are we going?
All right. Where are we going next? Where did my list go? Where's the list? Oh, I am going to choose. You know, I'll go with another 90s artist. They started in the 90s, but the song I'm choosing is off of their 2011 album. This is Incubus, and if not now, when?
That's the album.
That's what I was saying. Oh, right.
This song is called Adolescence by Incubus.
Off the album, If Not Now, When.
If Not Now, When.
I chose the wrong song.
When you said If Not Now, When, I'm like, is he pausing for dramatic effect before? All right, this is Adolescence, Incubus.
And that was Adolescence by Incubus. One of my favorite songs by them.
It's a great
track.
That
was such a cool change.
Right?
So fitting.
Like the bridge in there?
Kind of spooky.
Yeah, a little bit. I loved it, though. I love Brandon Boyd's voice.
Dude.
He's so fucking
unique. Versatile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've seen Incubus like 4 times live and will see them live again.
Whenever the opportunity hits.
Yeah,
definitely. I won't pass them up again. I became an Incubus fan over the last few years. Like I've always enjoyed what I heard, but I heard more than I'd heard of Paramore. But I've developed an appreciation for Brandon Boyd over the last few years.
Yeah. I mean, not just Brandon Boyd, but like the entire band of Incubus. Like they're all phenomenal.
Sonically, they're very good.
Yep.
They tickle that neuron in my little monkey brain.
I always have appreciation. I mean, not only for every member of Incubus, but specifically Ben Kenny on the bass. That guy is amazing. Like he comes up with these bass lines that aren't like normal bass lines. It's always he always has like a counter melody to what's happening, like what the guitars are doing and what the rhythm's doing and everything else. Like he has a counter melody. So like the bass is always very prominent as a secondary melody in almost all of their songs. Yeah.
Inspiration. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Inspiration. Brad, what are you inspiring us with?
So this is the song that I think was where I was like, that's what a bridge is. I love this song. Not specifically because
I hope there's
of
no
this
fucking
artist.
Bridge in this song. That would be so funny.
That would be really funny. But this song was everywhere when I met my wife, and it just reminds me of her, and it makes me happy.
Okay.
Aww. When she was nicer.
Oh, shit. That's a good turn.
Before the schmack.
You certainly added a bridge to your introduction to the song.
But every time I think of this song, you know, I just think of meeting my wife and the future of my life. And
oh my god,
it's weird. And what led to now your strife? We get it. Yeah.
Fair. But this is Drake. Hold On, We're Going Home off the Nothing Was the Same album. That song is so cool. I don't even know how to describe the sonic tones in it. And the simple beat, but it's just so cool and impactful and covers so much space.
Are we home yet?
There's a lot of layers going on in the background, and they also did a lot of high cut filters on it, which gives it a little bit of this lo-fi deal to the melodies and some of the instruments in the background. Then you have like some of the synths coming in, but what's clear and very present is the kick and the snare.
And that we're going home.
And from a production standpoint, like, it's great. But this is my favorite Drake album.
Yeah, this is a great album.
It really is. Marvin's Room is my favorite.
Really? I love Pound Cake with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
That is such a good...
Is Passion Fruit on this one too?
No. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's not.
God, that guy's put out so many albums, and it feels like he's still a newer artist, which is
crazy. I know,
crazy.
It's weird, but like between this and Scorpion, like he's put out some really good stuff. Like I fucking love Scorpion. Scorpion's a great album too, but
dude, he's got
305 to My City. I love that song. That song goes hard.
He has a newer album that came out in 2023 for All the Dogs Scary Hours Edition.
I haven't listened to it. Me? I did hear about it, but I haven't listened
neither.
To it.
I haven't listened to it either.
Yeah. No, it's a great album. And actually, I remember the first time I heard this song, Moosh. It was when it was many years ago when I was like introducing you to hip hop and you had discovered Drake. And then you're like, oh my God, listen to this. This is Drake just like singing. It's like, it's not a rap song. It's like a hip hop song. And you were like, super excited.
Multi-talented.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely one of the best albums. I also enjoy Views. That's a good album. That was 2016.
It is a good album, too. I mean, he's got a lot of bangers. I do need to give his newer stuff a listen.
Yeah, I'll have to dive back into Drake.
I don't know. It's one of those things. Like, I don't... Kind of like Ludacris. Like, you got, like, those really solid albums, and then you never even checked the rest of the albums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that way about DMX. I feel like DMX put out banger after banger until he died. And after like, and then there was X and My Flesh and My Blood. Like that was like it. Actually,
I don't know.
Oh no, it's the
Does that count? Does that count as an album?
No. I was thinking, I was like, wait, is it? And then there was X. Yes, it was. But I was like, wait, is that The Champ or whatever that last album was? Dude, The Champs, whatever that final album was that he put out. Like DMX never missed a fucking beat. Like that dude is aggressive as shit. I love it.
Because I went back and listened to a couple of Ludacris albums, and I was like, you know, I kind of forgot he stopped making music after, not Word of Mouth, the album after that.
Chicken and Beer?
Yeah, that one. And then I was all like, oh shit, he put out more albums. And I still love his flow. I mean, the guy still kills it to this day.
Isn't he in a T-Mobile commercial right now?
Probably. He's got to make that money somehow.
Well, I hear he went into production. At least that's the last that I read. Is like he's
producing albums.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think I've listened to the last three or four Drake albums.
No, I'm telling you, like 2003 or 4 when Word of Mouth came out, Area Codes, when that album dropped, that shit was everywhere.
I bought that album so fucking fast. Hid it in my room so my parents never found it.
Dude, Move, Bitch. Oh my God. I think my wife still says that when she's driving around and somebody's going too slow.
God, it's easy. That's one of those catchphrases that you can just be like, yo, let's take this, put it in a song, and then, you know, people everywhere are going to be yelling it when they're stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song's probably led to a lot of car accidents, to be honest with you.
Probably some road rage.
Yeah. Yeah. A little road rage. Move, bitch.
So I'm two out of three now.
Two out of three. Drake is great with similes. That's my favorite thing about Drake. It's a potluck. You got to come with it. Like, I love Drake's fucking similes. But like, Ludacris was a fucking hook maker. That dude made fucking hooks. Like, no problem. But I felt like we've had a little bit of energy so far. And we just brought it down with Drake, obviously in a good way, but we brought it down.
Yeah, sexy way.
In a sexy way.
Yeah, just I feel hold like on. We need some, we're going home.
I feel like we need some that's not so sexy.
Oh.
God, that would have been a good song to close it out with now that I think about. Damn it.
Damn it. Fucked up.
Now we can end on a high note, but we're going to bring the energy back up a little bit. Actually, quite a bit. Okay. Mudvayne. The only time we have played Mudvayne on this show was during mine and Brad's new metal episode. I played their famous song. I played their famous single. I didn't play a lesser beloved single that nobody ever talks about. That is my favorite song.
I didn't know people still talked about Mudvayne.
No, well, I mean, they're not a thing anymore. Right. But when you talk about Mudvayne, this song off the new game called Scarlet Letters is my favorite Mudvayne song. And even when they were at their peak, nobody ever played this fucking song. I mean, they've been broke up since 2009, I think. But this is Mudvayne, Scarlet Letters. Oh, fuck yeah. My blood is... Oh, damn. I got to turn this down. I turned that up way too much. Fucking, oh my God. I haven't listened to the song in a long time. And I'm like, oh, bridges. Like, there's a bridge in this song that I absolutely love. And I just like rediscovered how much I love this song. Brad, who, I think you've said that Method Man has your favorite like flow of any rapper.
Like, it's a mix of his voice and his flow. Like, it just goes together so well that it makes it, it is my favorite flow, but it wouldn't be my favorite flow if it wasn't Method Man doing it.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked that is because Matthew McDonough, I think is how you pronounce his name, is the drummer of Mudvayne, was the drummer of Mudvayne. There's something akin to the way he plays drums, and I think this song is a great example, to just like a stellar rap flow. Like Snoop Dogg or some shit. Like somebody is like some rapper that can just fucking kill it over any beat. Like there's this, I don't even know how to fully explain this, but like his music, like it's all in time. Like his drums are in time in this song, but they
feel so interesting.
It feels so fucking interesting. There's almost a gallop to the way he's like, and then there's that fucking that one fill that he does there towards the end at the end of the bridge as the chorus is coming back in, where he just does this like, and then it's like back in, and he's like hitting these cymbals and shit. I don't love everything Mudvayne's ever done, and I have listened to them, but like this song, they fucking kill it. I fucking love this track.
It wasn't a bad track. I mean, it's not my preferred style of music, but it wasn't terrible. I enjoyed it. You said that they're not together anymore, but it looks like they came back together and reunited in 2021.
I know they broke up to start Hell Yeah for a while.
Yeah, they're back together and performing live since 2021. According to Wikipedia.
Sweet. Yeah, because they broke up in 2009, I think.
Yeah, they went and started Hell Yeah with Vinny in 2010. Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw them live just before that happened. I fucking love that song. I love it so much. And another one from them, Not Falling, is another one where the drums are just so fucking good. Great bridge. Got the blood pumping.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed like Chad Gray, the lead singer. I enjoyed his vocals. That wasn't bad.
He's got a crazy voice.
Yeah, like I like outside the way this of rasp the is. The like effects, like the producing effects, like the studio effects that they put on his voice that make it sound very like 90s and early 2000s, that kind of like new metal like vocal sound. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of like chorus and stuff on it. Like the vocals alone sounded really good.
He's my second favorite from that era, right behind you know who.
Well,
Corey Taylor.
I think I think there's some similarities between his voice and Chester's. Some.
Oh,
I think he could cover a Linkin Park song very well if he ever did. I don't think he's ever done it. There's something about the placement that he uses. He's in his nose quite a bit. He's a little nasally, but there's something about the brightness.
Where his crack is seemed like the voice crack.
Yes,
that makes sense to me.
Yeah, he's got a very crack. He's got a very very defined crack. It goes right down the middle.
You know what I mean when you're trying to find your scream?
Yes, I know. Yes.
Your vocal break.
Your voice crack.
Your vocal break.
Yeah, vocal break.
I'm going to kick you right in the break.
hey, quit doing bathroom.
What I'm saying is like I'm not even trying to compare him to Chester. What I'm saying is that there's some similarities in, I think, mainly the brightness that he has in his tone that's very similar to Chester's. And like, I would love to hear him cover like a Place for My Head or something, somewhere he could just belt. I think that would be amazing.
Very cool. I'd be really interested in hearing it.
Now we got to look it up and see if it exists. All right. Who's Moosh?
Yeah.
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 I have a little curveball I'm going to throw you guys. I don't think that we've ever had Sir Sly on the show before. And I'm sure, I know Brad has probably heard this. Mike, you may have heard the song. It was like one of their more popular songs that came out a few years ago. This is High by Sir Sly off of Don't You Worry, Honey. Yeah, that was High by Sir Sly. What'd you guys think?
Pretty funky. Feels like New York rooftop party song.
Interesting.
Have you guys seen Despicable Me?
Yes.
No.
Someone should like cut this song to like when Gru and the minions are like gearing up to like build a weapon.
Oh, like a little montage.
Like let the minions do that. Like this, I just saw Groot like trying to like put on a shirt over his belly and like pull his pants up and put on a belt. Like it reminded me of an out of shape ex superhero that can't fit into a suit anymore.
Okay. So the Incredibles.
Yeah.
Interesting. So what I like about this song and the bridge, the bridge was good. And what I like about the lyrics is he talks about just like drugs. It's basically just doing drugs, getting high and everything. Like, it's very straightforward, but what it's really about is falling in love for the first time and then losing that love, like puppy love, and then losing that love and then not being able to reclaim that high of falling in love for the first time. So there's so many songs out there where they refer to falling in love and you're my girl and I love you. And it's a very lovey-dovey love song, but it's always about drugs. We've talked about that on the show before. Yeah. Where a lot of love songs from the 50s and 60s were all about just doing cocaine.
A whole lot of love songs.
A whole lot of love songs were about drugs and not actually falling in love with women. Yeah. This song's they took that idea and flipped it towards like, let's write a song about just doing drugs and loving drugs. But instead, it's literally about falling in love for the first time and they did a reverse.
Oh,
yeah. So
that's a smart idea.
Yeah, clever. Because at first you're just like, wow, these guys are just singing about doing a lot of drugs and being high. No, it's about falling in love.
No,
it's,
there's an exception to every rule. This one's actually about love, guys.
Yeah. So.
I want a whole lot of love.
Yeah. Squeeze my lemon. Till the juice runs down my leg.
Oh, wow.
That song's not about making fruit juice.
No.
No.
Not about a lemonade stand either. Wrong kind of lemonade stand.
She's ripe, I guess. All right. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
Brad.
Yes. Sorry. My neighbor just bought this car and he comes out and he just fucking starts it randomly and it's fucking loud.
You know what you should do is you should yell out the window to him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
right
put
now.
A brick through no, his right fucking now. Car window. Well,
don't
if he
don't,
keeps
don't
doing,
do that. That no. that'll.
He just starts it, looks at it, turns it off, and goes back in his house. It's like, you're not going anywhere, you asshole. Why are you being so loud? It is.
Did you forget that we live in America?
Yell
9:14 at night.
Yell at him, Bradley.
Open the window, like, are you loud?
I mean, it's a really nice car. It's really nice, but it's like...
Wait, is it the one that always has the cover on it?
No, this one's brand new neighbor, and he just bought this car. It's a Hellcat, I think.
Oh. Well, then what are you Challenger bitching Hellcat. About?
It's super cool, but like, I'm recording right now, motherfucker, and I just... Your car's outside like... Yeah.
So it's a Harley.
Yeah. And they just turned it off.
Well, it didn't come through the recording, so I think we can move on.
Okay. Not that we can tell. It's going to be funny as hell if it did, though, on his end.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, we're going to turn off the nose gate.
To break the immersion, but come on, man. Drive your car if you're going to come out and start it.
We've got to make sure the engine still works. He hasn't driven it in 30 minutes.
I don't think he's driven it yet. He just starts it and then goes back in. I'm telling you, it drives me nuts. It's like, it's such a cool car. Put some fucking, go get a speeding ticket. Do something with it.
Cool with your life, for fuck's sake. Yeah. If you came back, I know you said it was a Hellcat, but if you came back and you're like, dude, it's an 81 Honda.
81 Honda.
How dare
I'd
you?
I'd show more respect.
Yeah, a little bit more respect for the 81 Honda.
I love that.
All
movie.
Right, Brad. Where are we going?
Well, I'm going to finish my three songs with one of my other favorite artists. This has been one that I've like picked quite a bit of artists I just really enjoy.
And they all happen to have bridges.
Yeah, I think so. Let's hope. This will go three for three. I have a feeling. I think I understand. This is The Hills by The Weeknd. That man's voice. And speaking of love and drugs, man, that guy loves drugs.
Especially on the weekend.
Especially yeah. on the weekend. You know, I was thinking when listening to the song, because it has such a like prominent bass.
Oh, yeah.
That
bombastic.
I know we don't have good woofers in our vehicles. So I know Christmas has passed, but next Christmas.
Woof 2024.
I'm gonna get us some woofers, guys. I'm getting all of us some woofers into our vehicles so we can ride around, listen to The Weeknd.
Oprah Winfrey over here. You get a woofer.
Everyone gets a woofer.
Roof.
Look under your
roof.
Seat. It's a woofer.
I'm gonna save up my pennies, save up my life savings, and get us all some woofers so we can listen to this song with respect.
You gotta shatter my windows, man.
No, not your windows. You gotta have
shatter
like the shatterproof
my windows. Or the last time we were talking about woofers, fucking Brad was like, "Get out there and vote."
You really need to.
We need woofers.
We need
all
woofers.
Of
the
these
candidate
inconsequential
the
things we vote for, and nobody's thinking about woofers.
Hey, man, for the single issue voters,
yeah,
woofers,
woofers.
Brad, I'm proud of you. You learned what a bridge was recently,
yeah,
and you went
yeah.
3 for 3. You're batting 1,000.
And the reason I
told
had,
you I was good at listening to music.
That's true. The reason They're I had interrupted it. You earlier is because I was like, not only, Brad, have you learned what a woofer was because of this episode, but I'm hoping that thus far throughout the episode, the audience has picked up on
what a bridge is.
A bridge. I'm sorry, not a woofer, a bridge. Got yeah. woofers on the
picked
mind,
picked up what
man.
We're putting down.
Yeah. They understand what a bridge is. Everyone knows what a bridge is now. I'm hoping. We got a couple songs left, but I feel like we've given a basic information, basic description of what a bridge can be and what it should be.
I got you. Because first off, our episode playlist has a bridge. Scarlet Letters is a bridge. It's the only track on here that's metal. It
sure.
broke.
Yeah.
It broke the mood between Hold On, We're Going Home and Sir Sly High.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But this episode, when you talk about bridges,
mm-hmm.
there's not a lot of famous bridges. Usually a famous bridge will be called a famous guitar solo or
right.
or something like that. But like, there's not like a famous bridge, but there is. There's one that I could think of.
Really?
And it is from Derek and the Dominoes.
Oh, Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton, and this is Layla. For as long as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
What?
God damn it, Moosh. We're gonna have to start the cut movies one of these days and force you to listen.
Listen or watch?
Both.
Well, fair enough.
Okay.
Both. This song is most famous for being in the 1990 movie Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
Where all the killings happen in the bridge of the movie. It's the turning point of the movie. And, you know, this is where you see Frankie Carbone inside of the fucking, the meat locker. And you see you see Mental from Dumb and Dumber in a garbage. And you know how many fucking people in that goddamn movie went on to be in The Sopranos? Like, Paulie Walnuts is in it. Pussy's in it. Who else is in it? There's like two other. Moltisanti is in it. Like, goddamn.
All the Italians.
So here's the thing. There is a bridge in this song. The bridge is when that piano comes in and allows the two different songs to mold together. That whole second part is not the entire bridge. The bridge is mainly when everything just kind of like cuts and all of a sudden that piano just shows up out of nowhere.
I like the piano. That sounds good. It's a good piano.
I had a feeling you would.
Yeah.
You know, this riff is sort of depressing for me. Like, Scorsese has ruined two songs for me. This one and House of the Rising Sun by the Animals and Casino. I get an empty feeling inside every time I hear this, at least the second half of this song, or fucking House of the Rising Sun. They're both creepy as fuck to me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Ruined in the best of ways.
Ruined. Yes. Ruined in the best of ways. That is a good way to put it. And I just felt like if we're doing bridges, this had to be on here. Had to be done.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Moosh?
Yeah.
You're closing this out.
I am.
Are you ready? Good, because you're going.
I am closing us out. This is the track number 9 of 9. My last pick. An album that I wasn't expecting to really enjoy at the level that I thought I was going to enjoy it at. And what I mean is I had low expectations and then was pleasantly surprised by the outcome. Is Asphalt Meadows by Death Cab for Cutie. I'm a big Death Cab for Cutie fan, and I listen to all of their music. And when they released Asphalt Meadows earlier last year, I wasn't impressed initially. And then as I kept listening to it, I fell more and more in love with all of the songs. And their one big hit song from that album. And one thing I've noticed real quick.
We play Death Cab a lot?
I do play Death Cab a lot. I love Death Cab for Cutie.
It's Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah. I think there's a... I refuse. But Moosh, I think we better enjoy this one because I feel like they need to be banned for a little bit.
Dude, it's been several weeks since I've played Death Cab.
Three's not several.
At least 5.
I don't know. I don't remember the last time I played Death Cab. I listen to them on the regular, so it gets mixed in and jumbled in. Anyway, what I've noticed is with a lot of these songs that have bridges, they seem to be like the singles. Oh. I mean, except for Scarlet Letters, I think all of these other ones were singles.
Scarlet Letters was a single.
Oh, was it? Okay.
It just wasn't a popular one.
Fair enough. But like all the songs on our list had been singles.
Yeah.
And I think that's just fair. One of the core ingredients of a single is probably having a good bridge.
I would think so.
Knowledge that I've ascertained off this episode.
While we're listening to the song, which, because I was thinking about this, I know there are probably quite a few Beatles songs
that don't have
bridges.
That were singles?
Yeah. Yesterday, I don't think has a bridge.
But I'm curious. It does. Across the Universe doesn't really have a bridge, I don't think. Anyway, we can go into that another time. But what I've noticed is all of these are singles or... pretty sure most of these are singles. Anyway, this is Here to Forever by Death Cab for Cutie, and this is definitely a single off of Asphalt Meadows. Or whatever. I love Death Cab, man. It just makes
Benjamin
me...
Benjamin Gibbard's got a voice.
He does! It just makes me feel
so
like home.
Interesting and fun.
Yeah.
I actually didn't mind it. It was all right.
Aw.
I was listening to that and figured, I was all like, if he was going to like any Death Cab, this would be one of them.
I think so. Like the emo voice didn't come, and I like that he had some bass in it during the verses, at least. And with the highs, I mean, highs are highs. That's fine. But it wasn't that, or whatever. It wasn't that shit.
It wasn't whiny.
Yeah.
It wasn't whiny.
Yeah, he hasn't been whiny
it.
In a while. That's like I was saying, like, anytime a new album comes out by an artist that I love, I'm equally excited and hesitant because I love and I crave more content from the artists that I love, but I've been disappointed before from other artists where they release a new album. I'm like, this isn't good. I don't like it.
Sometimes it's that fear of not just change, like not their growth, but like a change in what you've grown comfort in
right.
their yes. music.
Totally.
I've mentioned it several times. It's Disturbed. Sometimes bands evolve into a direction that's not necessarily what you're looking for. However, I mean, speaking of them, I actually wrote down a few episode ideas that I think we need to do at some point. And one of them is duets, because I got a fucking banger whenever we do that.
Okay.
You like Grease?
Grease Lightning?
That's what I'm putting on.
Oh.
We're not doing duets, everybody.
Damn it.
No, like duets is a good one. I mean, I'm thinking maybe musicals. We haven't done that.
You and Brad can do that.
You don't like any musicals?
I love music and I love movie. We've talked about this. My favorite musical of all time.
But there's not a single song from any musical that you
yes.
like?
Yes. Blame Canada. South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut is an Oscar winning musical. And Blame Canada won an Oscar.
So when you said musical, I automatically thought of Moana.
I mean,
it's still
Disney
technically a musical, but
I mean, I'm not saying there aren't songs that are like sang in movies that I haven't enjoyed. Like during our soundtracks episode last year, I played Imagination by Willy Wonka by Gene Wilder. Yeah.
Is 8 Mile technically a musical?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I don't think it should be, but I don't think so.
You know what?
No, it's not, because you have to break out in song during a normal situation, during a situation. You can't you can't be
it can't be during a rap battle.
No, it can't be during a rap battle. So take your
doing a hip hop.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No. No.
That's
Rent.
Unfortunate.
Rent is
but
a musical.
The Wiz exists.
The what?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I gotta save it. I don't want to give away any of my choices if we ever do musical.
You and Moosh can do musical.
I'm just saying, like, I've watched the first 15 minutes of La La Land about 15 times because my wife is like, oh, we should watch La La Land. It looks super cute. I like all the actors that are playing in that movie. And we get 15 minutes in. She goes, God, I fucking hate musicals.
Wait, Ryan Gosling's in that, right?
Yeah. And it's brilliant. Like, I'm captivated. And she's all like, nope, I don't want to watch this anymore. I'm like, but I want to watch it.
I think he's my new favorite actor. After I watched Barbie, I just can't get enough of
him. I haven't seen Barbie yet. I know I'm a bit late.
You need to see it. It's amazing.
Well, I'll ruin it for you. It's good, but it's Black Panther for white people.
Is it?
It is 100% black. All the beats in that movie
are Black
Panther.
White people are like white women.
People too, I guess. Like his character Ken is Warmonger's Michael B. Jordan's character. It's that movie's story arc has the exact
right
same
you
beats.
Are Barbie.
Huh?
Nothing. I love that movie.
Barbie is great. It's a great
He's
movie. Moosh, you should totally watch it. I was pleasantly surprised. For all of our music related content, be sure to reach out to us on all the social medias at The Cut Music One. And for everything else, The Cut Music themoosh.com. We have been your hosts, Mike and...
com. Sorry, the Moosh.
And Brad.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week.